A swarm of bees can get anyone worked up, although most people would not think to file a lawsuit in retaliation. Last April, though, California's largest citrus grower threatened to sue beekeepers, accusing them of letting their insects trespass on mandarin groves. The growers were not afraid of being stung. They were afraid that the bees would pollinate their trees, something farmers usually want bees to do. Pollination by bees is crucial to many California crops, including almonds, stone fruit, and melons. But mandarin trees in the San Joaquin Valley were planted to bear seedless fruit, and pollination would create seeds. This spring, the Citrus Growers Trade Association will be lobbying the state legislature to establish no-fly zones of 2 miles for hives around designated orchards. Hives could be moved to other groves, or beekeepers could feed their colonies, said the California growers. Beekeepers vehemently object to the restrictions. They have recently sustained grave losses because of a mysterious syndrome called colony collapse disorder. If the request of the growers seem unusual, it's because of what is at stake. Seedless mandarins, also known as tangerines, fetch 3 or 4 times the price of seeded ones. Growers learned 70 years ago with seedless grapes, and more than a decade ago with seedless watermelons, that shoppers will pay for convenience. But there is a debate among growers over what is seedless. A consortium of growers that markets 90% of California-grown citrus allows no more than 15 fruits with seeds out of 100, while other growers say that is too strict. The stakes are high, and farmers and scientists are chasing new varieties and developing new technologies to feed the demand for fruit with less mess.